This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Scott Kanowski. The Missouri House and Senate are still at an impasse over next year's state budget. As Marshall Griffin tells us from Jefferson City, the Senate has made no progress on persuading Republican Jason Crowell of Cape Girardeau to stop blocking legislation to fund veterans' homes.
Crowell says he has no objections to transferring gaming revenues from early childhood programs to nursing homes for military vets. But he won't allow it or any other bill to advance unless the House strips more than $2 million from Southeast Missouri State University. Crowell says the extra funding was added on as a political favor to House Speaker and SEMO alum Stephen Tilley. Tilley disagrees.
There's a funding inequity. When you see an inequity with taxpayer dollars, you try and fix it. The reality is, he doesn't like it because he doesn't like the president of the university. Ask anybody around.
Lawmakers have until Friday afternoon to pass the state budget. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
And while this legislation awaits a vote in the Senate, one Missouri veteran is on a hunger strike. Cole Carr spoke with a man and filed this report from Jefferson City.
Stover resident and Persian Gulf War veteran Bill Fairburn is on a hunger strike.
Today I for one small protein shake and probably a gallon of water.
He says he will continue striking until the Senate passes the bill to allow $30 million to veterans' nursing homes. Fairburn says he's disappointed on the Senate's inaction and says veterans are watching.
We're really hoping that this year they get their act together instead of pointing fingers at each other, that they know veterans vote and we point our fingers at them.
A Senate filibuster held up the bill late Monday with attempts to strike funding to organizations promoting political activities and direct $2 million to Southeast Missouri State University. House leaders say they will not act on the state budget due May 11th until the Senate passes the bill. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Cole Carr.
A suspected bank robber who was shot following a chase in Columbia confessed to police that he robbed another bank last month. The suspect, a Kansas City man, is accused of entering Landmark Bank in Columbia around 10 a.m. on Tuesday demanding money. The man drove off in a black pickup truck that was chased on Interstate 70 by police in Boonville. Deputies from Cooper County then followed the suspect on foot when he ran into some woods. The Missouri Highway Patrol says a deputy shot the man after they got into a fight. The suspect was treated at a Columbia hospital and released to police. Investigators say the man admitted Tuesday's holdup and an April 23rd robbery of Boone County Bank. The man remains in custody. And U.S. military members are meeting with soldiers from nine other countries this week at the Army's Fort Leonard Wood to talk about the evolving threat of improvised explosive devices. Participants will talk about coping with IEDs in Afghanistan and the best strategies for addressing the threat. Route clearance equipment used by U.S. forces also be on display at today's meeting at the Southern Missouri Post. The military personnel taking part in the conference are from Australia, various European nations, and Canada.
This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Scott Kanowski. Missouri lawmakers passed legislation that would allow a sales tax increase, upon voter approval, for projects in both Kansas City and St. Louis on Monday. Matt Evans reports from Jefferson City.
Missouri lawmakers sent the bill to the governor's desk. Under the proposal, it would be up to the voters in the St. Louis area to vote on whether to raise a local sales tax to fund improvements at the Gateway Arts Grounds. It would also allow voters in the Kansas City area to decide on a sales tax increase for parks and trails in Jackson County. Bill sponsor Republican Representative Todd Richardson says voters in Missouri's two biggest metropolitan areas will now get the chance to decide on these issues.
We're not authorizing any municipality to impose a tax. We're actually just authorizing them to submit those issues to a vote of the people. That's all we're doing with those provisions.
The House passed the bill by a vote of 112-29. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Matt Evans.
The Missouri House has approved a measure intended to block rating systems from being used at child care centers and preschools. The child care measure passed Tuesday is tied to legislation that also would create a dedicated funding stream for state veterans' homes. Both items have been at the center of a legislative logjam that so far has prevented the state's $24 billion budget from passing. Some Republican lawmakers want to stop the implementation of a five-star rating system developed at the University of Missouri-Columbia. They contend it could wrongly put some child care centers at a disadvantage. The House attached the child care and veterans measure as an amendment to a bill dealing with the state militia. That bill must now go back to the Senate. Senator Claire McCaskill has extra security in place following a comment at a Tea Party rally last week. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that St. Louis area activist Scott Boston told a Tea Party gathering in Springfield on Thursday, "We have to get Claire McCaskill out. We have to kill the Claire Bear, ladies and gentlemen." The Post-Dispatch reports that the comment was enough to prompt the U.S. Capitol Police to seek extra protection for McCaskill, a Missouri Democrat who is up for re-election in November. Meanwhile, police in the St. Louis suburb of Kirkwood, where McCaskill lives, say they were asked by the Capitol Security Agency to step up patrols around her house. Boston says he did not intend to comment as a threat. The St. Louis Rams and the civic group that holds the lease to the Edward Jones Dome aren't releasing the Rams' proposal to renovate the dome, but Missouri Attorney General Chris Koster says he will. The St. Louis Convention and Visitors Commission and the Rams are in the midst of negotiations to bring the dome up to top-tier status among the 31 NFL stadiums. Otherwise, the Rams could break their lease and potentially move after the 2014 season. The CVC released a plan in February, and the Rams presented their counterproposal last week, but the counterproposal wasn't made public. Koster says his office will release the plans on Monday. For KBIA News, I'm Scott Kanowski.